This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Various reports today are stating that Spurs are going to appoint a head coach in the next 10 to 14 days. Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou is now the favourite for the job, and Spurs are adamant that Harry Kane will not be sold to Manchester United this summer. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now, let's start by talking about Tottenham Hotspur target and Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou. The Glasgow Times have just reported that Tottenham want to appoint their next manager within the next fortnight. Postecoglou has emerged as the leading candidate for the job, with Spurs impressed by the Australian's work at Celtic. It was said earlier today that the Premier League club were ready to step up their interest in the Celtic manager, and now the Independent newspaper have stated that Tottenham wish to make a decision on their next manager in the next 10 to 14 days. The report from the Independent is stating that the North London side wishes to respect Celtic's Scottish Cup final preparations and does not want to act as a distraction to Postecoglou as he readies his team to go on to lift a domestic treble. The Glasgow Times are stating that Postecoglou is currently seen as the manager who best fits the progressive building project that Tottenham Hotspur desire. Arne Slot turned down the job, while Spurs have also strongly considered De Zerbi, Silva and Graham Potter. It's said that all of these names would be more difficult to hire at this time, although the latter could be on his way to Crystal Palace. An article has just been published by the Daily Mail and it states that Tottenham risk major disruption to summer transfer plans as they tell potential signings they want guidance from their next manager before sealing any deals, with incomings and outgoings left in limbo. In the main report, it says that Spurs are risking disruption to their summer transfer plans amid the ongoing uncertainty over their prolonged searches for a head coach and a director of football. Whilst many other Premier League clubs are already well on their way to executing their close season recruitment strategies, Spurs are currently being non-committal in the transfer market with regards to incomings and outgoings. Also in the report, it says that Tottenham Hotspur are currently telling prospective new signings that they want to seek guidance from their next head coach before pursuing deals. At least one Premier League player the club have held a long-term interest in is having doubts over a move to Tottenham due to the uncertainty at the top of the club. Likewise, current squad members who may be available this summer under the previous regime are in a similar position as they wait to discover whether the new boss sees a future for them at the club. It means that Spurs are in danger of being left behind in the summer transfer market, with clubs already ahead of them in terms of preparations for the window opening. Spurs are still to appoint a new boss despite Antonio Conte's departure, arriving on March the 26th, having run into difficulties in landing Julian Nagelsmann and Arne Slot a sequence of 66 days. In truth, the Spurs hierarchy knew that they would be looking for a new manager this summer as early as January. Their search for a new director of football has been ongoing since the 21st of April. The Daily Mail also talk about Celtic boss Postecoglou, and it says here the chances of replacing current interim boss Ryan Mason have improved following the collapse of Slot's possible move to Spurs last week, whilst Luis Enrique remains in contention. It states that Postecoglou, whose side faced Inverness in the Scottish Cup final on Saturday, they look to complete a domestic treble, is open to taking over at Tottenham. Elsewhere, former River Plate boss Marcelo Gallardo could emerge as a late option while Julian Nagelsmann remains available. The Daily Mail have also just published an article about Harry Kane, and it states here Tottenham are adamant that they will not sell Harry Kane to Manchester United this summer and would rather lose him on a free transfer next year, despite reports the England forward only wants an Old Trafford move. The Evening Standard have stated that despite his expiring deal, Harry Kane will not be allowed to leave Spurs for another English club this summer. Instead, the club would prefer to see him leave on a free transfer the following season. Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has also been talking about the Tottenham Hotspur managerial situation. He has stated big confusion after the Arne Slot situation. And Postecoglou is on Tottenham's list. They are waiting for the cup final to respect Celtic, but he is on their list. And from what I understand, Luis Enrique remains in the frame. He was on the list when Fabio Paratici was at Tottenham. Then he resigned, but he remains a name appreciated internally at Tottenham. Tottenham Hotspur striker and England captain Harry Kane has been talking on Good Morning America and said the following: "I definitely want to explore being an NFL kicker. I know it would be a lot of hard work. I followed the NFL for about 10 years. I would love to give it a go."
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Many congratulations to Tottenham Hotspur women player Beth England. She has just been named in the England squad for the upcoming FIFA Women's World Cup, with the showpiece tournament hosted by Australia and New Zealand kicking off in just 50 days' time on Thursday, the 20th of July. England have included Bethany in their 23-player squad, seeing her become the Tottenham Hotspur women's first player to ever get an England World Cup call-up. It was announced by the Premier League and Tottenham Hotspur Football Club earlier today that Heung-min Son and Rodrigo Bentancur have been nominated for the Premier League's Castrol Game Changer Award for the 2022-2023 season, a prize given to the individual with the single most game-changing performance over the course of the campaign. Sonny has been shortlisted for his performance in our 6-2 win over Leicester City in September, while Rodrigo Bentancur is among the contenders following his exploits in our dramatic 4-3 triumph over Leeds in November. Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start by talking about Ange Postecoglou. Of course, he has another cup final with Celtic this weekend. So if Spurs want to talk to him, then it will have to be done next week. Many reports from many reliable journalists today have stated that Spurs want to appoint a manager in the next 10 to 14 days if that is to happen. Are we going to do it with a director of football or not? We don't have one in place at the moment. Are we going to appoint one of those as well in the next 10 to 14 days? A lot needs to happen at this football club. What worries me at the moment is that it is at the end of the season, and it is now, it is this week, where we should start planning for next season. A lot of decisions need to be made. Are we going to keep the current squad? Are we going to offload a number of these players? In my opinion, so many players need to leave the football club. And so many decent players need to sign for the football club. But we don't have a head coach. We don't have a director of football. And there doesn't seem to be much going on in terms of direction at the moment and good decision making. We're 66 days in since Antonio Conte left the football club. And I think it's fair to say that Spurs have known pretty much all season that Antonio Conte was not going to stay at the football club beyond the summer anyway. So had he have made it to the end of the season, he would have left now. So I think it's very fair to say that, you know, we should have been planning for this a long time ago. We're 66 days in since he left the football club unexpectedly. So the planning should have been so much better. Are we going to appoint a director of football or not? That is the next question. Are we going to be talking to Ange Postecoglou after Celtic's Cup final next week without a director of football? Does he want to work with a director of football? That is another thing with managers. Do they want to work with a director of football or not? Are they happy to do so? Do they want to bring in a director of football themselves? Do they want to work with somebody that they've worked with before? Do they want to work with a stranger that they don't know? So many questions, so many decisions need to be made and fast, because everybody else, every other club in the Premier League at the moment are making moves. Their strategy, their direction, they are moving in the right direction, and we are at a standstill at the moment, and that does worry me a lot as a Tottenham fan. So on Sunday, if Celtic win their cup final, then Postecoglou and the Scottish club will complete a domestic treble. Absolutely superb season for them. But does Postecoglou, the potential signing of him coming to Tottenham Hotspur, does it excite me? Sadly, it doesn't. And this is why I feel like this decision for Tottenham Hotspur this summer has got to be right. It's got to be right for the football club. I feel that it's got to be right in terms of what football we play. It's got to be right in terms of having a manager come in that you know is going to take us forward. I have said on many occasions, and it has been reported by Fabrizio Romano and other very reliable journalists, that Spurs have spoken to Julian Nagelsmann. I think he would be a fantastic fit at Tottenham. And this is why, when you've had names like Nagelsmann and, of course, Pochettino, other names as well, Luis Enrique, etc., I feel like when you've got other managers being linked with the job now, I think it does seem very underwhelming to most. The Harry Kane situation, I tell you what, only Harry Kane knows what he's going to do. And I just feel that Harry Kane, for most of this season, just looks so frustrated. And now we haven't even got European football. You know, you've got one of the best players on the planet banging in goals, 30 Premier League goals in 38 Premier League appearances this season, and we haven't even finished in a European spot for someone as special as him. I don't know what Harry Kane's going to do. I can't see him signing a new contract at Spurs. Whether he'll leave this summer or whether he will leave on a free transfer in the summer of 2024. But as I've said many times, I think the fans deserve better, and people like Harry Kane deserve better as well. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Have a good week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.